This is Ozarks at Large. No matter where you land on the political spectrum, you may have developed a certain level of cynicism toward our current political state of affairs. And whether becoming cynical is a logical evolution of our system or not, few people think growing cynicism among our electorate is a positive development for the country. On Saturday, I moderated a panel discussion at the Fayetteville Public Library that was part of our participation in the Purple Project for Democracy. I asked the panelists about confronting and battling cynicism, and we'll listen to that part of the discussion on this show. We'll hear from, in order, Patrick Williams, a professor of history at the University of Arkansas, Margarita Solorzano, the executive director of the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas, Janine Perry, professor of political science at the University of Arkansas, and Bonnie Miller, the vice president of the League of Women Voters of Washington County. I asked the panel, as educators, organizers, and advocates, how they think we can challenge cynicism.
Some of it is what we're doing today, remedial civics, that we've grown very lazy in our citizenship, but citizenship was traditionally understood to be a reciprocal relationship, that the republic offers its citizens protection and a common set of rights, and citizens owe the republic their allegiance and service. Problem these days is there's very few compulsory aspects of citizenship. Nobody drags you off to jail if you don't vote. It once was the case that adult male citizens were expected to turn out for militia training. That's why the right to bear arms could not be infringed, because Americans didn't trust a professional army. Seems to me that somehow we have lost sight of the fact of the reciprocal obligations that citizenship imposes on us. We are very jealous of our citizenship,
We can take it for granted.
We're taking it for granted, and
probably one of the things that is happening now is the polarization of the issues, and it is one political party or the other, and it's not enough compromise to address the issues and actually resolve the issues. So there is the apathy of the people. Why should I participate if it's no change? Besides having the election day on a Tuesday, for every working person, they're not going to lose the day to go and cast a vote. They have more immediate needs to address than electing someone who may not be even aligned to their views. Maybe with the young people also, the apathy, or maybe we are not using the right tools to get to that population. And again, the more immediate needs are a priority. Young people don't have the accumulated wealth to be more engaged, to participate, and the time, because there are so many responsibility, so many priorities for young people that be active in the political system may not be one of them.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, I'm trying to do better with the youngest people, since that's who I interact with most of every day, is I'm trying to scold them less and encourage them more. I'm just trying to meet them where they are. And I make fun of people my age who don't vote in local elections or that kind of thing. So I point out to them that they're really not any different than the generations that came before them, or when it comes to the most local elections, than all the other adults who are wagging a finger in their face to try to shame them into something else. They know that they are facing enormous problems. What they need is help, and they need tools, and they do it with a little bit of an edgy sense of humor. But I'm trying now to approach them that way.
I will say that there are so many issues that it can feel overwhelming, right? And so we just result to this apathetic state. And I think what sometimes helps is to give people specific goals or something like establishing an IRC. That's something specific that we can work toward instead of just, you know, let's just strengthen democracy. That sounds great. What does that mean at the end of the day? What are we actually doing? Well, we're going to finally ratify the ERA. We're going to establish this independent redistricting commission. We are, you know, having very specific goals, I think, where we can plug people in can help overcome some of that apathy.
An excerpt from a panel discussion held at the Fayetteville Public Library Saturday afternoon as part of KUAF's and Ozarks at Large's participation in the Purple Project for Democracy. We heard from Patrick Williams, a professor of history at the University of Arkansas, Margarita Solorzano, the executive director of the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas, Bonnie Miller, the vice president of the League of Women Voters of Washington County, and Janine Perry, professor of political science at the University of Arkansas. We will hear more from that discussion on a future edition of Ozarks at Large.